702, the Friday Mix. Travel.
Well, we're in the month of love. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Mariska's got some fantastic ideas. Hi, Mariska.
Hi, Azra.
Hey, don't put ideas in people's minds. Don't you know the guys are busy on that day? They're just not available because there's just so much sport going on. And here you are saying plan that getaway.
I think it's the perfect Valentine's Day gift. I'm not really sort of a chocolate or jewelry kind of girl. Give me a little secret getaway any day.
Well, I don't know if our budgets have recovered. I saw a meme yesterday that said, you think January, your money troubles are over because January is over? Well, guess what? It's verder wari. You know, using the Afrikaans. So what should we be considering as we go away?
It doesn't have to be, you know, something spectacular and five star. There's so many different options. We understand that budgets are still tight. So I think if you're in Joburg, there's just places that are just an hour or even closer away. Mm-hmm. I'd head to somewhere like Mulder's Drift. If you want something super fancy, go for a five-star treatment at the Mount Grace. You know, stay over or just go for a spa, for a couple spa. I know that's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, in the Mulder's Drift area, there's lots of budget accommodation, guest houses, 3 and 4 star that you can just escape to for a night or two. And it doesn't have to break the bank. I think it's more about the effort that counts.
Absolutely. But what if we're sick of Gauteng?
I'd say head to the bush. Just 2.5 hours away in Limpopo is the amazing Waterberg region, and it's got some great options. I mean, for some people like that, the bush just brings out the romance in them. Try out the Welgevonden Game Reserve. I was there last year. There's an amazing lodge. If you've got the budget for it, call Mondoro Game Lodge. Amazing safaris, all-inclusive. And you also look at sites such as Bush Breaks and Bushscapes. They have some really good safari options close by in Limpopo for your local for locals. And especially if you book last minute, you can get some really good deals with them. Mm-hmm. Another option for the budget is...
She's put us on hold. We'll try and get Mariska back just as she was in the middle of her breath telling us about the next destination we could be considering. And what about the West Coast? There's just so much that is available in our country. I mean, just coming back from that short left in Bloemfontein, you know, encouraged even more to explore just beyond Gauteng, especially for those short.
Yeah, in Cape Town, I love heading up the West Coast. I mean, little towns like Paternoster, mm-hmm. just so quaint. You know, you can rent out a fisherman's cottage off-season pretty reasonably. You
oh,
know,
nice.
Cook yourself, eat some amazing seafood, you know, do the Netflix and chill time. Don't have to go and eat out at fancy restaurants every night.
Right, right. And in the east, on the eastern side?
On the eastern side, I'd say, like, if you're in the Cape, head up to Elgin Valley, just 40 minutes from Cape Town. There's sweet little cottages there. Or go inland up to Route 62. Little towns like Barry Gale, Montague, all provide really, really good value for money off-season.
And you chose them?
Sorry, Karen?
No, I was going to say you chose them because they are romantic.
I think so. I just love going to these little towns. And, you know, you're just quiet and you have that time to spend away from the city, away from work, away from the troubles of February worry.
Exactly. Mariska, thank you as always. More of these ideas on her blog. That's Mzansi Girl. That is our travel consultant. That's how I like to look at it. With always great ideas on where we could escape to.